Blog Talk Radio.
Bite me. Bite me.
Bite me, dumb boy.
No, bite me, jackass.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Drop by and check it out. Brought to you today on the iPhone, Android, Palm, and BlackBerry by the Stitcher app for mobile devices, also available on iTunes. Mr. Media is also sponsored by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, a corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and hometown of the Tampa Improv, Tampa Bay. When your age made you feel a little, I don't know, fatalistic. Until I was 38, I remember still looking in the mirror and seeing a carefree 17-year-old face smiling back at me. But then some health and family issues bore down and made me feel every one of those 38 years, and then some. 11 years later, to paraphrase Mary Chapin Carpenter, sometimes I feel like the windshield, sometimes I feel like the bug. But however I may feel, I know it's way worse for women of the same age. Kathy Kinney and Cindy Ratzlaff know exactly what I'm talking about. They are the co-authors of a new book called Queen of Your Life, The Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve. It was inspired when Kathy tripped over the word crone online and found it being applied to women of a certain age, her age. Then she and Cindy went away for an annual girlfriend's trip where, over dinner, Kathy dropped the C word on her friend. And rather than sit back and suffer the slings and arrows of cronehood, they decided to fight back. I'll let the queens fill in the details, but you should know, if you haven't figured this out already, that while Cindy Ratzlaff is a veteran publishing executive, Kathy Kinney is a queen of the small screen. And perhaps you remember her better as Mimi Bobek, Drew Carey's comic foil for nearly a decade on ABC's long-running Drew Carey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, what was I looking for? Oh, yeah, a way to screw you.
I could listen to that stuff for days. Cindy and Kathy, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. So why am I not surprised that the woman who played Mimi Bobek to Maybelline perfection would challenge women to be queens like herself?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I wouldn't have put money on it, but we think that Cindy and I are the poster women for anything is possible because we wrote a book. I mean, and we're way beyond the midpoint of our lives, maybe not way beyond, but, you know, we just got really tired of having the media discount us and feeling bad about ourselves. We finally sat down, looked at each other and said, we're not crones. We don't want to be crones, which is just what you think, a derogatory term based on the French word, which means dead flesh. And we decided we wanted to be the queen of our own lives. And that's why we wrote the book. And because also we found that every friend around us, every woman we came in contact with said, well, I want to believe that I'm perfect and beautiful just the way I am and that I'm worthy of my own admiration, and I want to celebrate that. And when every woman wants it, every woman should get it.
What are we talking about again? Oh, yeah.
Yes, women, power. And yeah. Women admiring themselves for who they are, no matter what their age is.
Well, and Cindy, let me ask you, is crone so much worse than the word that I hear getting thrown at me all the time since my mid-40s, which would be dumbass, and I've had to adjust to that.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the power of words and the things that we call ourselves, and that's a good example. You know, it's so important that we speak about ourselves in positive language, and we tend to say things to ourselves that would punch somebody out if they said it to us. So we're saying let's change the way we describe ourselves. Let's talk about ourselves in positive language. We've chosen the word queen because it just resonates with us. You may choose your own word. and that it's self-fulfilling. When we feel great about ourselves, when we speak well of ourselves, we walk a little taller. We have a little saunter in our steps. You know, it really impacts the way we act and the way we feel about ourselves.
Well, I know we'll have a lot of people tuning in who want to hear Kathy talk about the Drew Carey Show, and I promise I will bring that up in a little bit. But as if the audio clips haven't gotten us there already. But first, I mean, you know, neither one of you had any plans to write a book, and then this kind of came down. This opportunity arrived. Cindy, if you hadn't lost your job when you did, do you think this would have happened?
Absolutely not. I had a really great job. I was very, very busy. I wouldn't have imagined that there was time or the energy left over to do something else. I wouldn't even have known that I wanted to do this. So it was in the kind of, dark moments of reevaluating and doubting myself that we actually came to the point where we realized that as long as we had time, we might as well decide what we wanted to do. And this, you know, desire to help other women see themselves in a positive way and to learn to admire themselves was the genesis for the book. And I'm oddly grateful that I've bleed off.
Well, and I want to point out that just this morning, there's a story anyone can read on chiefmarketer.com about how Cindy has turned this whole thing around, this job loss into the book, and she's a queen of social media, and they're, you know, they're giving her due for this.
I believe I am, too. You know, it's, say it and it shall be so.
I say it all the time, too. She really is the queen of social media.
I mean, you guys have really transformed this into just a book coming out. There's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's the website. Queenofyourownlife.com. You can find the ladies on Facebook at facebook.com/queenofyourownlife, and on Twitter at queenofownlife. Drop the your.
Twitter
wouldn't
like that.
Have the word your?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us.
Yeah, we had to drop the word your because it's such a shortened platform. You know, we even created some partnerships with Philosophy Skincare and with Miraval Spas in Tucson, Arizona, where we're lecturing. So we've really been able to envision a new way to reach women through all kinds of different platforms. And again, this would never have happened if something I once thought was bad, you know, being laid off, hadn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy hadn't been my friend for 30 years.
Yeah, that helped too. Because what happened was, you know, because we didn't want to be crones and we wanted to be the queen of our own lives and we wanted to celebrate that. And in telling other women, they said, we want that. We want that too. And we went, okay. And we created this event called the crowning ceremony to celebrate being at the midpoint of your life and realizing that you're fabulous. And every woman that we talked to wanted that. So the whole thing just kind of snowballed. I mean, we didn't, like you said, have any intention of writing a book, but we realized that with these crowning ceremonies, we couldn't crown every woman in the world. We needed to write a book to reach a little farther. But if there weren't a demand for women wanting this, needing this, you know, this idea that they're beautiful and perfect no matter how old, how many wrinkles, how many gray hairs, I'm not sure that the whole thing would have happened.
There's been a lot of attention paid to the idea of these crowning ceremonies. Can you give women just a little idea as to what we're talking about?
Well, we started our crowning ceremony, like you said, on this girlfriend getaway, but we ask each other these two questions. What do you want to banish from the first half of your life that's not working anymore? And what do you want to keep from the first half of your life that's working? Or really, what is something that you love about yourself? And we found that almost every woman that we came across wanted to banish low self-esteem, fear of not being liked, and that the hard part was finding something, well, not finding something that you loved about yourself, but for a woman admitting, even to herself, let alone out loud to her friends, that there was something that she loved about herself. Because, you know, good girls don't brag. We don't toot our own horn. But ultimately, so many women wanted to keep that sense of adventure, that idea that they were courageous adventurers from, you know, when they were younger. And I know for Cindy and I and for a lot of women, that sense of humor that got us through so many highs and lows in our lives.
I highly recommend it.
Yes.
Cindy, this book seems perfect for women of a certain age, but how do women in their 30s and their 20s respond to it?
You know, we originally did have in mind women from, as Kathy likes to say, 40 to death when we wrote the book. But since then, we've been surprised and delighted by the fact that women in their 20s and 30s are coming out to us and saying, this resonates with me. You know, I struggle with feeling like I'm not good enough, smart enough, you know, that I'm really a gypsy con artist and that soon people will, realize or discover that I'm not all I seem. And we're saying that that's a universal feeling that so many women feel, that they are tricking people into thinking they're smart. It's shocking to us that it even was happening to us in our 20s and 30s. And, of course, as we look back, it was happening to us then, too. So we were speaking to women who in the midpoint of their lives, but it is resonating with younger women, and we're delighted. If we can save one young woman 20 years of, low self-esteem, gosh, it would have all been worth it.
And it's funny because men, too, have been coming to us as we talk about this and go, oh, you know, this is true for me, too. I mean, like you, we're looking at you thinking, wow, here's a guy who's got his own blog talk radio. He's smart enough to call himself Mr. Media. He's not a dumbass. You know, that's the thing about friends. Like, we only see the best of you. We see the best in you all the time. So we're not going, oh, he's a dumbass. We go, here's a really smart, cool guy. And we're telling you that. And that's what we do for each other. That's what, you know, men have somebody who watches their back, and women need that too. And that's the thing that also that we really put into, you know, our book Queen of Your Own Life is our 30 plus years of friendship. Because when Cindy was thinking, oh, I got fired, I must be stupid, I never was very smart or a genius marketer, which she is, I was able to say, no, you didn't get stupid overnight, you just got let go because of the economy. And that's the same thing I'd say to you. You know, you're not a dumbass. You're really a cool, smart guy. And that's putting that positive out there. You get a lot of positive back.
Well, now I'm hoping my wife listens to this episode to hear Kathy Kinney say, I'm not a dumbass. Can you repeat it one more time? No, I'm just kidding.
Have her call me. I'll talk to her.
Kathy, what would Mimi Bobek say if Drew Carey got her this book as a birthday present?
That is a fabulous question. She would say, what did you do? Why are you giving me a gift, pig? Honestly. I mean, you asked me. And then she would secretly read it and then use it to prop open the door, because she'd say to herself, I knew all that. I knew all that from the beginning. Of course I'm beautiful and perfect just the way I am. Have a party. I do it all the time. So I think that's what Mimi would have said.
Now, Mimi, of course, was well known for her use of liberal application of makeup, as we hear in this clip.
I think of makeup as my palette and my face as my canvas.
Now, in the book, I was fascinated to read the connection that you made, before you got the role of Mimi with makeup, that it was very important in your life, and then after you had the role where makeup played.
Well, you know, I think Cindy and I both think that makeup is just an amazing medium that, you know, for women, and I'm only going to speak about women if, you know, I don't know if you wear cosmetics or not, but, you know, if you're having Oh, okay, there you go. Some men do. We'll call your wife and ask her. And sometimes when you're feeling really down, a little bit of lipstick can make you go, oh, I'm okay. It's a personal thing. I mean, some women overdo it. Some women underdo it. But it's just, it's a really fun and creative thing to do to make yourself feel good about yourself. You know, we don't use it as a painted, you know, the baboons of the forest wear those brightly ruffled colors on their bottoms sometimes, but we're just wearing it to kind of say, oh, hey, look at us. We think the world's a cool place. I'm going to wear a little blush, you know. And for me, as a child or a young teen, I really wanted people to notice me, and yet I didn't want anyone to look at me. That's some kind of glitch, you know. That's like a teenage glitch. But I would wear cosmetics in my bedroom, but then I would wash them off before I went out of the house. And I think I had a little secret cosmetic habit. So when I ended up playing Mimi, wearing the most makeup of anyone in the Western world, this side of geishas, you know, I was thrilled and freaked out all at the same time. But how much fun! I had so much fun. And the thing to this day that I really dislike about makeup is having to take it off. That's not fun.
Well, funny you should say
that. For your information, I've been putting on makeup every morning since I was 12.
Yeah, maybe one night you'll actually take some off.
What a funny
Sorry,
show
I mean,
that
I just,
was.
I got a million of those. Cindy, you've known Kathy a long time. Was Mimi good for her in terms of her self-esteem and you know, growing her as a person, or was it a rough time as, from a friend's perspective?
Yeah, no, getting the role of Mimi was fantastic for Kathy. She's always been a brilliant actor, and she didn't always know it. And so watching her go through the process of really coming into her own and believing what I always saw in her was her sheer brilliance. It was a wonderful thing, and it was that particular character was something that she really grew into, gave a part of herself to, and took a part of that character in her. And the two of them, as she said, you know, they sort of mind melded, and she was able to give Mimi some humanity, and Mimi was able to give her the ability to really stand up and say, I admire myself.
You know, this is one of the things in Queen of Your Own Life that we've written about is, like Cindy was saying, you would never think that losing your job would be a good thing. And for me, you'd never think being cast as the meanest, ugliest woman in the world would be a good thing. But for both of us, it turned into these incredible gifts, which is why we've decided that you simply can't label incidents anymore. You can't put judgment. You can't say, oh, this is a bad thing, because almost always, 99.9999% of the time, something really good comes from something really bad, and you never could have imagined that. So, you know, we're these women who are like, life is good if you let it be good.
Mm. Oh, I've got a couple more. Let me ask you: do you guys have a couple more minutes, or
sure?
Okay. Yeah, we have a 10:35.
Okay, good. Well, I'm gonna. Just so our live listeners know, we're going to continue a couple more minutes, and you can catch the end of the interview on the replay, on the archive. So I wanted to ask you a couple Drew Carey-related questions.
Mm-hmm.
The cast of that show has obviously been wildly successful. Everyone it continues to be visible and very successful. After 9 years together, do you guys keep in touch, or are you like, boy, I hope I never see or speak to any of those people again?
You can't spend 9 years with people and not you know, feel like a family. I still see Drew Carey. We perform every year at the MGM in Las Vegas. We're still Drew Carey and the Improv All-Stars. And I just did, Mimi was on the April Fool's show of The Price is Right. And, of course, Craig Ferguson, who I just love dearly, and he and I spent a lot of time sitting around mumbling at each other during the entire, you know, 7 years that he was on the show. And it's true, Dietrich Bader, who I love, and love his wife and children. I see them all, and Ryan Stiles. You know, the people that live close, it's easier. The people who live farther, it's harder. But, nope, I'm afraid we're bonded forever and still friends.
And TV just can't seem to shake off Krista Miller. She's just
constantly. She's there. She's there on TV. And that's Krista Miller, the TV woman.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you had been on The Price is Right. That must have been quite a moment for the audience.
It was fun. It's their April Fool's show. It's actually, I've done it 2 years in a row now. And the people there are so great. The audience is great. The people who run The Price is Right are fantastic. And so I almost need a dispensation from the Pope, you know, because I don't own the character of Mimi, and neither does Drew. So every year they let me do that. And he and I just look at each other and giggle. I mean, it's definitely, the show's done. There's never going to be a reunion, but it really is fun to get together for, you know, an hour once a year and just relive it.
Now, what surprised you more, Drew hosting The Price is Right or Craig Ferguson, who many Americans can't understand a word he says but laugh anyway, hosting a talk show?
I know, I'm always fascinated. Even we would go out to lunch and he'd say something and someone would say, "What did he say?" Now, I don't even hear his accent. I never have. It's weird. I don't know. I must have a little Scottish translation blood in me. But I don't think I was surprised at all with either one of them. You know, Drew is an incredibly giving man, and that's the thing that he loves the most about the show is giving away that money. Meeting those people, giving them gifts and money is a job come true for him. And for Craig, I mean, who used to come into the makeup room and say, "Can we talk about me now?" You know, this is also, you know, they spotted him and they knew it, and this is the job he was born to do, and he'll do it. By gosh.
Well, okay, you were very kind to entertain those questions. Let's come back to Queen of Your Own Life, which was why you were here. Cindy, it seems like a book like this, with the theme and the look and the message, that it has the makings of a mini empire. How are you going to grow and expand the brand Queen of Your Own Life?
Well, we do have world domination in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would like every single woman that we ever encounter or ever comes in contact with our brand to feel that she is supported and loved and respected and admired and heard and seen. And toward that end, we're creating some partnerships, as I mentioned before, with Philosophy Skincare. We have a product on philosophy.com with them. We're lecturing at a spa called
Miraval.
Miraval, I kind of a cup.
I know. We've also got a TV pilot, a sitcom, and a reality show, and a movie in mind. So we're working.
I figured there had to be a TV show.
Oh, definitely. Not just, you know, we've got a sitcom in mind, like a multimedia sitcom, and we also have a reality show.
I mean, what this has really done for us is just spark our creativity. We're excited every day. We get up, we log on to iChat or Skype. You know, Kathy's in Los Angeles, I'm in Pennsylvania. We're in each other's living rooms every morning, writing and talking and excited.
Well, folks, listen, you can find the new book by Kathy Kinney and Cindy Ratzlaff, Queen of Your Own Life, The Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve, in great bookstores everywhere, or you can order it on MrMedia.com. And you can learn more about the book at queenofyourownlife.com, or search for Queen of, Queen of Own Life on Twitter, or Queen of Your Own Life on Facebook. And Kathy and Cindy, thank you both so much for being on Mr. Media today with us.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For having us.
You're a fantastic man, Mr. Media.
You're saying I'm no dumbass, huh?
No, that's exactly right. Smart ass, maybe.
Smart ass, maybe.
All right, you tell your wife we said so. Thanks.
All right, you guys take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You don't make yourself indispensable, you're out on the street. Look at me. Where are you going to find another me?
And folks, please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always look forward to sharing a piece of my day with you. Thanks for listening, everybody.